We're in Iyov, we're up to what's called the 30th chapter, the 11th pasuk. Iyov was describing how the youth whose parents were the lowest of the low, and their children are spitting in his face and deriding him. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki yitri fitach vai aneni. V'resen mipanai shilechu. Iyov says, because Hashem opened up the ties, the ties of my bow. Yeter is the string of the bow. So Iyov says, from now on, I, so to speak, can't shoot my bow and arrow. I can't protect myself. Ki yitri fitach. God opened, untied the string of my bow. Vai aneni. And so he afflicted me. So now I have no protection. God took away any political strength I had, any influence I had. God put me on the bottom rung of society, and I can't protect myself even from the lowest people of society. And so vai aneni, so God afflicted me, that these lowest of the low, the gangsters' children who no one even looks at, but they can do whatever they want to me and get away with it. God weakened me, and I am at their mercy. V'resen mipanai shilechu. And resen is the bite that you put in a horse's mouth, so you can control where the horse tilts his head. So resen, that the muzzle, the thing that would prevent an animal from biting wildly, so that mipanai shilechu was removed from before me, so to speak. Now they can do whatever they want. They have no yoke. They have no respect. Whatever strength I might have wielded earlier in my life, now I don't wield the most minimal strength that any citizen wields. I don't even have the strength to take them to court, to bring them to justice. And so they are free to do what they like to me. It's like the guy who's homeless and he extends his hands for a donation and someone spits in his face and kicks him, and he's in a situation where he can't take the guy to court because he doesn't know what he's going to eat for lunch. So Iyov says, I, who used to be the highest person in society, now Hashem undid my bow, so to speak, undid my strength. Vayaneni, and so Hashem afflicted me. The resen mipanai shilechu, and the most basic muzzle that's placed on an animal, when it comes to me, they remove it, so to speak. God made me fair game to everyone. Al yamin pilchach yakumu. Pilchach is like we find in the Mishnah, pilchei kehuna. It's like something that's starting to blossom, a young plant. So to my right, you have young blossoming youth, and they used to stand to my right. So now, says Iyov, raglai shilechu. When the room is tight, they kick me and say, old man, move your feet, give us room. So al yamin pirchach yakumu, next to me when the youth are standing to my right, raglai shilechu, they push my feet away. It's like when you're sitting at the table and there isn't enough room under the table. So usually people who have respect leave the elder the room for the feet, and they keep their feet folded under their chair. Iyov says, but I, al yamin pirchach yakumu, when I have the youth to my right, raglai shilechu, they kick my feet away. They say, make us room. Vayasolu alai ochot edam. they've made it a common practice, vayasolu, they've, so to speak, paved the path, alai, to come by me, ochot edam, and to pull their pranks and to lay their affliction on me. Vayasolu means they paved the path, alai, to come by me, ochot, the way of edam. Ed is when a person hurts someone else. Ed is like a pogrom. We call the holidays of the pagans, we call them Eidehim. They're set times for pogroms. We call them times of danger for the Jewish people. That's what we call pagan holidays. So Eidam is they're coming to afflict me. They're coming to afflict me has become a paved path. It's part of what they do every day. Natisuhu netivati lehavati yo'ilu lo'ozer lamo. Natisu over here is like natitsu. They broke netivati, my path, they broke. They don't let me do what I want. They're bullying me around. These derelicts who no one even looks at, so they have no one to pick on, so they come and they pick on me, the poor, homeless, diseased Eov, the one who was once head of the town, now Natitsu Nitivati, they come and they bully me around. They don't let me go where I'd like to go. Suddenly they're standing there and they say, oh, Eov, you stand there. Eov, you stand there. They're bullying me around and I don't have strength to stand up to them. Lehavati yo'ilu. And they affect my broken status. Hove hava in Tanakh means to be broken. Lehavati, to my broken status, yo'ilu. They support my broken status. So they gain nothing of it. Well, the only thing they gain is that they break me even more. Lo ozer lamo doesn't help them any. They don't gain anything from it. But they gain that they could bully a person around, that they could hurt me a little bit. Kiferetz rachav ye'etayu. Just like a wide breach in the fence that allows waters to come rushing in. Kiferetz rachav, like a wide breach, ye'etayu, so they come. Everyone knows. Everyone who's just joining the gangs, one of the rites of passage is you go and pick on Eov. So keferetz rachav, like a wide breach that allows torrents of water to come in, ye'etayu, so these bums come in multitudes to afflict me. And here Eov is describing a new type of affliction that he's been undergoing. Until now we've heard about Eov's medical pains, we've heard about Eov's dreams, we've heard how Eov suffers physically. Now we are hearing how Eov's suffering at the hands of other human beings that are coming and beating him and picking on him and cursing him and spitting at him. Tachat shoah hit galgalu. Eov says, they surround me in the dark so that I don't even know when they're going to come and start beating me. Eov says, Eov says, they come tachat shoah, under the cloak of darkness, hitgalgalu, they surround me. I can't even protect myself from them. Hopach alai balahot. Eov says, the fears that surround me, they so to speak turn over and over within me. It's as though I'm chased by fear. Hopach alai balahot tirdof karuach nedivati. Just like the wind chases away, it blows the chaff in its might, so too my soul is being chased by fear. Hopach alai balahot. The fears that come upon me, they've made me into a fugitive. I'm constantly on the run. I don't know where I'm going to be beaten next. I don't know when the next group of gangsters are going to enter and beat me. They wait for the cloak of darkness. Tildof karuach, they chase after me as the wind chases the chaff and blows it onward and onward. So too they chase nidivati, my soul. The soul is sometimes called nidiva because that is the source of one's giving, one's being benevolent. Ucheav avera yeshuati. And what I used to be accustomed, that I had a Yeshua, that God saved me, that passed like a passing cloud. Ucheav, and like a passing cloud, avera yeshuati, my salvation has just passed. It seems like it's just not going to happen. God isn't coming to help me out. Ve'ata, and being that now I have no hope for salvation, it's passed like a passing cloud. So says Eov, Alai tishtapech nafshi. My soul, so to speak, is begging to be poured out. My soul is begging me, I want to die. I've had it. Yochazuni yimeoni. Eov says, because days of affliction have taken hold of me and I have no hope of ever seeing a brighter day. Laila, atzamai nikal me'alai. My illnesses weigh upon me at night, and they break my bones. Ve'orekai lo yishkavun. And even my sinews, no part of my body has any rest at night. Yehov says, even when I go to sleep, it's not like my body can rest. My body keeps convulsing in pain. So I have a steady fever, and I'm so ill, I don't have a moment of rest, even when I go to sleep at night. Berov koach yitchapes levushi, because the illness is so potent. So Eov says, because of that, yitchapes levushi. Eov says, my garments, it's as though they become masks. It's as though I'm masquerading. The garment I wore in the morning that was one color gets so filled with my phlegm and my mucus and my pus and my sweat that by the time night comes, my clothes have changed colors from the tremendous number of different fluids that are flowing from my body. Berov koach, because the illness has such great strength, yitchapes levushi, my garment is like a mask. It's yitchapes. It keeps changing. It's constantly like a mask. Yitchapes in Hebrew means to constantly change. So my garments constantly change. Kifi chutonti yazreini. Just as my garment, my shirt, surrounds my body, so too the illness surrounds my body. Kifi chutonti. Just like my robe, just like the simple garment they used to wear in those days, which was like a long shirt that reached the floor, so too, just like that surrounds my body, so too yazreini, the illness surrounds me. Horani lachomer vait mashel ke'afar va'efer. Horani, this illness has thrown me down lachomer to the mud. I have to lie around in the mud to try and cool my wounds. Eov was afflicted with boils, so aside from his burning fever, his body was constantly hot because of the boils that were all over. So Eov says, Horani, the illness has forced me to be like a pig, so to speak. I roll around lachomer in the mud trying to cool myself off, va'et mashel, and then I'm just like afar va'efer, like dust and ash. What's my life? I'm spending my life trying to ease my pain. Ashavai lecha velota aneini. And if I call you God, you don't answer. Amati vatit bonin bi. And if I just stop calling, I stand in silence. It's not as though you look at me. The velota ane, the word velo, and you don't, in the beginning of the pasuk, goes on the end of the pasuk as well. In Hebrew we find that sometimes. Ashavai lecha, when I yell out to you, velota aneini, you don't answer. you don't answer me. Amati, and so too when I stand, you don't. Vatitbonin bi, you don't take a look at me to save me from my affliction. Yeah, guys? You got that? Okay.
Yeah, I thought that it's in and of itself. It's like I'm standing there and you're just contemplating and not doing it.
So Rashi learns that way. Right. So Rashi learns that it bun and be, you're just contemplating what affliction should I throw on Eov next. Teyafech leachzali. You, the merciful one, you've turned to be the cruel one towards me. Beotzim yadecha tistemeini. With the might of your hand, you show only enmity. You maintain hatred toward me. Tisaini el ruach talkiveini utmogigeini tushia. So I think maybe we'll pick up here next time, yeah? Yeah, should we pause here? Move a little bit forward. Okay, we'll pause here. It's not like it's going to get any sweeter in the near future. Okay, so I'll pause here.